What inspired my teaching? Well, I know one pivotal moment that sort of changed the way I learned, and it was what a teacher did, and then I sort of tried to teach the way that teacher did. So that's sort of maybe that moment. So when I was in university, my first year university studying physics, I had the opportunity to take an honors class that was then a small lecture seminar style, as opposed to sort of the giant lecture halls for Physics One. And the professors, it was a math professor and a physics professor that taught the course together, which was amazing because it really helped me, who actually, despite being a physics major, I was not the best math student. I mean, wasn't the worst. I was a physics student, but I was not the best. And I didn't really like math, but I liked physics, and I liked when math sort of was useful for me to describe physics. So this class where the math and the physics were so eloquently brought together, I really enjoyed. And we had regular homework assignments that were difficult, and that they were sort of short projects where there was no exact right answer, which is rare when you come from high school where you sort of been processing physics problems routinely. There's always a right answer. And these projects were sort of open questions, such as, you need to test a crash test dummy. Where are you going to put the sensors? That was all you were given, and it was very challenging. You had to approximate the body pieces with different shapes and then figure out where would you put the sensor and how many sensors and how many shapes should you use, and to make it more accurate, why would you do that? And then you had to write a small report about all of these assumptions that you made in the work that you did. So you had a sort of breadth of answers from the students, and then we could discuss the different assumptions we had made and how we did this and why we did this, and which you still would look into the math and the physics behind it if this was correct. I still remember that. I was 18 years old when I had that question, and I still remember that question. I still remember thinking about the center of mass to try and figure that out, and how that suddenly made sense to me, why the center of mass is the way it is and why you take an integration. And it suddenly sort of fit. And I remember talking with the professors, and we were still in that high school mode of sort of, what's the answer? What's the numbers? Where do we get this? And they kept just saying, you need to make those decisions based off of information. And I think that was the moment I had to start trusting myself more, and not just thinking there's some higher being that has the right answer, that in the back of the textbook there's always the right answer, that that was life, is solving problems that are known but not known precisely, that you can figure out, but with a certain amount of thinking, and of sort of thinking of the boundaries of the conditions, of boundary conditions of the problem, and what you would need to solve it. And I know that that sort of changed the way I approached things. I know that that was a big change for me as a learner, and I think that impressed a lot upon me as a teacher, and that I want to teach in that way. I want students to be challenged. I want to give them the guidance and the structure so that they don't get frustrated, that you don't challenge them too often above their level, but that you aim for that sweet spot where you push your students beyond their comfort zone. Because only when you're uncomfortable are you really learning. If you're too comfortable, it's too easy. You're not learning. So you need to push them a bit, and then, but not too hard that they rebel or get frustrated or give up. I think that is sort of an art of teaching, and the best way to hone your art is through practice. So by listening to the students, I get the feedback of what's too hard and what's this level, and then I can sort of match it better for the students as they come through, and they are more satisfied when they get a problem right that they sunk their teeth into. And I think it's about motivating them to want to learn, and to keep learning, and to keep pushing their own learning, and also to listen to them and to encourage them and sort of to coach them into being lifelong learners, even if it's not going to be physics mechanics for the rest of their lives, that it will be whatever they choose to pursue, that I've given them sort of the learning skills. And it's through the vessel of physics. But sometimes it's almost coincidental that that's what I'm teaching. And I think it's a lot more that I want my students to come out with. So I think that inspired my teaching. Sorry, that got a bit longer than I meant for it to be. Hope that was enjoyable. Little stroll down memory lane.